want to take a moment. You had an opportunity to be here at this Farm to Fork Food Dialogues. First of all, what brought you to this event?
I wanted to learn more about where the food in Ohio was grown and how it was grown.
How would you describe the discussion at your table?
I loved it. The discussion, everybody was very, very into it. And there were multiple sides to the argument. It was great to hear the other side, and it was great that I had an ally on my side.
You also had an opportunity to listen to a panel talk about a lot of different food-related issues. Anything in particular from that discussion that stands out in your mind?
Definitely organic versus chemically raised animals, the meat that we're eating. I feel like that was the general topic of the discussion. I didn't think it was going to be that way, but it was. I thought there were going to be more to it, but it was basically one side on the organic side and the other side, people who raise animals for a living, the conventional way of today's standards, I would say.
At the table, you talked about buying local mm-hmm. is important to you. Yeah. Why is that?
The food that you buy locally is a lot fresher than the food that's being shipped to you from 2,000 miles away at the equator. Fruits like pineapple, kiwi, I mean, those obviously aren't grown in Ohio.
So now that you've sat through all of this discussion, mm-hmm. what do you think you'll be taking away from the event?
Definitely to learn more about where my food is coming from and to have the conversation with the farmer or at any market that I'm at, whatever food I'm buying, it might not be a farmer, could be just a vendor. I definitely want to know more about where my food's coming from, how it's grown, and just as like the panelists said, have the discussion.
So you'll continue to do that?
I shall, yes.
Thurman, thank you for your time.
Thank you.